Okay, so it's been Chodesh. Today is Daf Samech. We are on the bottom of Nun Tes Amud Beis. We're discussing Dam, blood. The blood, we said that we can't say that there's Mi'ilah by the blood after it is thrown. So the Gemara has said, the reason that you said is that Eilech HaDavar Shenasas Mitzvaso, there is no item where you complete the its purpose, where its mitzvah, it's done, right? V'molim bon, and you have Mi'ilah. The Gemara says, is that really true? V'lo. Lahare Trumas HaDeshen. We have Trumas HaDeshen, as Rashi points out, the Ksiv Bo, the Trumas HaDeshen, you take the ashes off the Mizbeach. It says, V'samo Eitzal HaMizbeach. You place it after the Mizbeach. It says there, the Ta'un Geniza. Right, you put it over there. It says you take a little bit of the deshen from the Mizbeach, and you put it on the ground next to it. The Pasuk says, V'erimas HaDeshen, Shetochal Eishas Allah HaMizbeach, V'samo Eitzal HaMizbeach, and the drush that they make, it's Gemara and Psach, and the Gemara says, it says, V'samo, that it requires Geniza, as Rashi points out. The Ksiv Bo, V'samo Eitzal HaMizbeach, the Ta'un Geniza, it has to be buried there. Right, Alma, you see from here, it's Asur V'hana. Trumas HaDeshen, the mitzvah is done, it's taken off, it's placed down, and it's still Asur V'hana. And the Gemara assumes that Kevan Dibhana Asur Mishum Kedushaso Mi'ilanami Yisbeh. Since it's Asur V'hana, it must be that it's, if you do get Hana from it, you are Moel in it. So you see something, assumption being, you see something that is Nase Mitzvaso, and yet you are, there is Mi'ilah. So too by the blood. Why are you saying that the blood after Zrika would not have Mi'ilah? The Gemara says, no, you can't learn it from there because Mishum Dehave Trumas HaDeshen Ubig De Kahuna Shnei Ksuv and Avoy Ke'echad V'chol Shnei Ksuv and Avoy Ke'echad Ein Melamdin. Again, we've seen this a few times, is that when the Torah gives you a rule, and if there's a rule, and then there are two exceptions to the rule, so those are from those two exceptions you can't learn. The Torah specifically say that these two are the exception. And here we have exception number one of Dam, of Shumas HaDeshen. Exception number two is going to be the Big Day Kahuna. What's the Big Day Kahuna? The Rashi points out, Arba'a Big Day Love on the Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim. The four white vestments that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur, the Ksiv Bahu, the Henicham Sham, that you leave them there. You're not allowed to wear them. After Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wear them. And so there, since you have Shnei Ksuvim Mabayim Ke'echad, it's those two are the only places where it's going to be the exceptions to the rule. The rule is that Nasim Mitzvason, you're not Moel. And these items are the exceptions where there's two places where you're Nasim Mitzvason and you are going to be Moel. But the Gemara is not, you would be Moel if you get a Nah. The Gemara says, well, the whole idea that the Big Day Kahuna, or the Big Day Lavan, are subject to be Hanichu Sham and you can't wear it ever again, that's a Machokas. We've seen that a few times. That answer makes sense according to the man, the Amr, who says that when the Pasuk says Hinichu Sham by the Big Day Kahuna, it means that it required to be put away. That the Ta'un Geniza. Ta'un Geniza, as Rashi pointed out, means that Asr Bahana equals Mi'ila. The Gemara says, Ella Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa held, remember we had this whole machlokes about the belts, Rabbi Dosa held that what happens with the Big Day Kahuna means is that Big Day Kahuna ro'in hein l'kohen hedyot. Right, the Big Day Kahuna, the four white items that the Kohen Gadol wears, they're ro'i for the Kohen Hedyot to wear the rest of the year. Again, the assumption being that's if that the belt is the same. Right, but it's not Ta'un Geniza. So Ma'ikel Meimar. So what are you supposed to say? According to him, I don't have Shnei Ksuvim Ba'im Ke'echad. And since I don't have Shnei Ksuvim Ba'im Ke'echad, I'll learn the rule from the Trumas HaDeshen. The Trumas HaDeshen shows you, Nasa Mitzvason, still subject to Mi'ila. He says, Mishum Dahavi Trumas HaDeshen, the Egla Arufa, Shnei Ksuvim Ba'im Ke'echad. Ah, you have another case. You have the case of the Egla Arufa, as Rashi, Gemara says, right, which case of the Egla Arufa, Rashi says, is Zo V'lo Acheres. The Pasuk says, by the Egla Arufa, V'arfu Sham Esa Egla V'Nachal. And then it's, and the rest of the Pasuk is, it says, V'arfu Sham, and the Jerusha, as the Gemara Krisha says, Sham Take V'Rasa. You've got to bury it right there. You can't get enough from it. Again, the idea, you can't get enough. Which he translates into an Isra Me'ila. And now I'll have Trumas HaDeshen and Egla Arufa, V'chol Shnei Ksuv Me'boin Ke'echad Ein Melamdin. Again, now I have two, and show them that they're the, because if they were part of the rule, then you wouldn't have to say two, if two showed me that two have two exceptions, so everything else would be, Nasim Mitzvasa would not be subject to Me'ila. And then, so blood wouldn't be subject to Me'ila. So the Gemara says, no, Hani Chalaman Damar Ein Melamdin. That's all in fun and dandy according to one who says that Shnei Ksuv Me'boin Ke'echad Ein Melamdin. But there's a machlokas. Some people say that two, that's not considered exception enough. You would need three. So Hani Chalaman Damar Ein Melamdin. El Lamanda Amr Melamdin Mike Lamemer. What's that person going to say? So I thought, as Sosa points out also, just say that he holds there's three. He'll hold that Trumas HaDeshen, Big Day Kahuna, and Egla Arufa. Gemara doesn't go that way. The Gemara wants to, I guess, answer it even according to Rabbi Dosa. who says that Bigdei Kahuna can be worn, and he says no, treimu utik tive. He says the Gemara says even the Mitana who holds that Shnei Ksuvim and Baim Ke'echad is Melamdim, he will see from here that Chumas and Desha and Eglarufa, they're bigger exceptions. Why? Because when in each of them there's a double mute. Right? By Chumas and Desha it says Visamo. Right? Rashi says Visamo. Rashi doesn't say Visamo. Oh, Misifta says that. Visamo says that it's a Rashi and Zvachim. Okay. Visamo, it should say Visam Eitz on Mizbeach. What is Visamo? So Visamo is like it and nothing else. So stronger miut. And by the Egla Rufa, it says Egla Ha'arufa. Why does it say Egla Ha'arufa with the hay as opposed to Arufa? To say this and nothing else. To show you that these two things are exceptions and nothing else is an exception. So even the one who says Shnei Ksuvim Baim Ke'echad Milamdim. Again, Tosfos just points out, we'll just see it inside. Having Matzi L'Shnuye Demanda Amar Milamdim Savalak Rabban Rabbi Yosei Dehavle Hashda Shlosha Ksuvim. Right, you could just say there's Shlosha Ksuvim Baim Ke'echad. Right, the three that we mentioned. But the Gemara says Ela Baim L'Shnuye Kvili Impim Seilom the Tzavak Rabbi Dosa. You want to say even according to Manda Amar holds like Rabbi Dosa that there would only be two here. Okay. The Gemara then says, why does the Pasuk have, we had three Mu'utim by the blood. Right, the Gemara brought three drashos to exclude Dam Kachin from Mi'ila. Right, we had Lachem, the Chaper, and who, right? And the Gemara asks, "Hani klasi krov adam lamali? Why do I need these three psukim to exclude blood? Blood I already know now is excluded from Ela Nasa Mitzvasa. Why do I need these three psukim to exclude it?" The Gemara says, "Chad lemuute midin nosar. One is to exclude blood from the din of nosar. How does that work?" Rashi says, "Midin nosar, chad lemuute nosar." It's the second short line. It says, "Sheim achol dam nosar b'shogeg." If someone ate blood of a korban that had Korban said nosar, and the blood was left over as well, right? Eino chayev el achas reshum dam. You only be chayev once for eating blood, right? You won't be chayev for eating nosar. Bechenim achol dam kachim etumas aguf. Bekaris bekulim. Okay, fine. Bechenim shagar bedam the hezbech. Meilu patri bekaris. Okay, blood does not have the din of nosar. You won't be chayev. The chadam utim din meila. When we just said the utim meila, the chadam utim mituma, and wants to exclude you from tuma, meaning if you're tummy guf, you're not chayiv if you ate, and you're not chayiv if you ate the blood for eating achilas kachim. It's not excluded. You're only going to be chayiv for eating blood, which you're not allowed to eat as well. So the Gemara says, aval mi pigol lo tzruchim ute kra. What about pigol? We say nosar, pigol, nosar, tummy usually come together. So why here is just nosar and tummy? Why doesn't that pigol? Why don't they need a pasuk to teach me that? Let's say the blood, the animal was left, you had machshava for the wrong zman, and you ate the blood of that animal that had machshava for the wrong zman. So why don't you chayv, why not have a puzzle there to exclude the chiv of pigol? Because the tzman, that comes from a different limud. The tzman is a mishnah in the Masechet Zvachim. It's kol sheyesh lo matirim bein lo adam ubein lo mizbeach chayavim lo mishon pigol v'dam atzma matir hu. The only thing that's chayv for pigol is something that permits it. The comates and the blood they don't get permitted. They permit other things to be eaten by throwing the blood or by putting the comates on the mizbeach. Those things then matter the korban to be eaten or matter the korban to be put onto the mizbeach. So a matir itself doesn't have pigul. So I don't need a drasha because I already know that the Mishnah already explained that rule. I guess there's a different pasuk for it, but the Mishnah already explains that rule, and therefore I don't need the rule of I don't have the rule of put the pigul. So now. Back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is now not really going to explain another process that the Kohen Gadol does, but give us a certain rule. So the Mishnah is going to explain that what happens if you do the Avodos Yom HaKippurim out of order? Do you say, okay, I did it out of order, and you keep going from where you are, or do you have to go back to a certain place? Or back to the beginning? What do you have to do? Do you have to go back? What you have to remember also is that there are...
Not
so much you can do that by. Well, so you have... The way it works, again, you have certain, the Kohen Gadol is wearing certain clothing at certain times. Just remember again. So, number one, he wears the golden clothing in the beginning. He shechs the Korban Tamid. He's makdir the Ketores. He fixes the candles, right? Then he's makdir the Evaru Tamid, the Mincha. And then he does the Par and the Shiva Kvasim for Ola and their Minchas. That's in the golden clothing. That's all done in the Azara. He then changes and he puts on the white clothing and he does all the stuff that we did in the inside. He does the vidoy, which is outside. Then he does the goral, which is outside. He does the vidui again in the par, which is outside. He shechs the par, which is outside. Then he takes the gecholim from the mizbeach, which is outside. Then he takes the ketores off, that's outside. Then he goes, walks inside. Now he's marked the ketores in the inside. He throws the blood of the par, the kodesh kodashim. He shechs goes back outside and shechs the sayer. Then he sprinkles the blood in the kodesh kodashim. Then he sprinkles everything in the heichal. Right? He does all these things. And eventually he comes out and he changes to the gold. And then he does a lot of the stuff. He's marked near the Sir Chatas. He does the Isle of the Kohen Gadol. Then he does the Emurim. Then he's marked with the Korban Tavah Ben Arbayim. And eventually he changes it to white. He goes back in and takes out the pan. So four times, the going exchange between five changes, but four times doing this stuff. So the problem is, and the question is, what happens? Does anything out of order? So where it says, Kol Maisei Yom Kippurim HaOmer Al Say there, all the Maisim of Yom Kippur that's done, that are mentioned, that you have to do it in order. Rashi says the order of mentioned in the Mishnah. Why does he say that? Not the order that's mentioned in the Torah. Because if you remember, in the order that we mentioned in the Torah, this taking out of the pan, we said was out of order. Because we knew we had five changes, so we threw that into the back to make it into a fifth change. So the order that's indispensable is the order of the Mishnah, not the order of the Psukim. So Kol Maisei Yom Kippur, Ma'amar Al Say there, Im Hikdil Maisei Lechaveru, Lo Asa Lo Klum. If you went out of order, you have to go back to the right order, which seems to be go back to the place where you went out of order and start from there. Take more of these examples. Hikdim dam hasario damer par. Let's say you threw the blood of the goat before the blood of the ox of the par. So then yachsar v'yadim dam hasario lachad damer par. So you say, okay, so now you did sayer and then par. It's supposed to be par and sayer. So after you did the par, go back and do the dam the sayer again. Okay. V'im ad shelo gamar. Gamar et matnosha bifnim. Gemara says, let's say you were sprinkling the blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Nishbach Adam. Now the blood spilled out because you have nothing left. You knocked it over. The blood spilled. So what do? You didn't finish sprinkling the blood. You didn't do the Achas Lamal and Shev Lamata. So what do you do? Yovi Dam Acher. You have to bring new blood. Machlokes, whether that means you have to shecht another animal and bring it again. Or maybe there was more blood from the cow, from the animal that you can bring. Most likely you have to shecht it because the blood that's probably left over there is not good. So Yovi Dam Acher. What do? V'yachzor b'tchila mibifnim. So let's say you did one up and three down, and they spilled all the blood. So now where do you go? You have to go back to the one up. You don't pick up by sprinkle number four. You go and you start from the beginning, right? Yachzor b'tchila mibifnim. V'chein b'heichal. And so too, when it comes to the heichal, you're doing the sprinklings in the heichal onto the curtain, and I guess onto the outer mizbeach. You don't pick up where you left off. You pick up from the beginning of that sequence. But v'chein mizbeach hazav. And so too on the mizbeach hazav. But kulan kapar b'fnei atzamon, because each one of the sets is composed of its own kapara. So if you drop it in the middle of a set, you have to go back to the beginning of that set. As opposed to Rabbi Lezer, Shimon Omrim, mimakom shepasak, misham hu maschil. Wherever you stopped, that's where you actually pick up. So you'll be able to do one up and three down, so you do get more blood, and then you pick up by number four. That's the machlokas. Okay. The Tana Rabbana, learned in a braisa. Kol Maisei Yom Kippurim HaAmor Al Say There Im Hikdim Maisei LeChaveru Lo Asu Lo Klum. Tanakam is like our Mishnah. Anytime anything that's done out of order, you got to go back. Shita number one. On Rabbi Yehuda, the question is: Rabbi Yehuda expounding on the Tanakam or is he Machlokas? So we learned it's Shita number two, right? That's a Machlokas. On Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai. When is this din said that if you go out of order, you have to go back? That is the Dvarim Hanasim BeBignei Lavim Bifnim. That's only for the things that you would do in the white clothing inside, meaning in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or in Machlokas, that means also in the Heichal, in the Kodesh. Only if that stuff is indispensable to be done in order. But anything that's done either in the gold clothing or that's done in the white clothing outside, like taking the coals, you do that out of order, that's not a problem. You can just get you out of order, just pick up where you are. The only thing that you have to do in order is white clothing inside. That is Rabbi Yehuda. About Dvarim, Hanasim, Bibnei Lavan Luchutz, things that are done with white clothing on the outside, and also gold clothing, in Hiktim, Maisel Echaveiro, Masha Asoy. That's fine. From the Chemi Omer, no, he gives a different one. From Dvarim Amurim, when do we say that order is indispensable? Is Bidvarim Hanasim, Bibnei Lavan. Anything done in the white clothing, inside or outside, white clothing makes it indispensable. Beimi Bifnim, Beimi Bachutz. About Dvarim Hanasim, Bibnei Zavan, Bachutz, but things that are done in the golden clothing outside, which has to be the golden clothing outside, like makriv the aisle of the korban of the kohen gadol, or in the aisle of the ab. If he gets the water up, messed up, Masha also asoi. Whatever is done is done. Okay, so that's Tanakama seems to say everything on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda just says white clothing inside have to be in order, and Rabbi Nechemiah says anything in the white clothing has to be in order. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ushneim, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemiah, Mikra Echad Darshu, which makes it sound like it's only two-way machlokas, right? They both of them only they learn it from the same pasuk because it says by the it says by Yom Avodas Yom Kippurim it says Chukas, right? Which means that that has to be it says it's in order. But the Gemara says they make the drasha. It says Vahaisa Zos Lachem Lechukas Olam Lechaper Abanei Somi Kolchat Osam Achas Bashana. So the lashon of Chuka we learn that it has to be the Seder is Ma'akev, but it doesn't say that on for everything, right? It says the lashon. This lashon is not said on all the avoda. It's just said chukas olam on achas bashana. So anything something that's va'achas bashana, that is what the order has to be. Has to be done in order. So they say like this: Rabbi Yehuda Savar, chuka only goes on makom shemischapin bo pam achas bashana. It only goes on the place where kapara takes place once a year. Only once a year do you go into the kodesh kodashim. Chuka only applies to that place. Fine. Rav Nechemiah Savar, Dvarim HaMischapim Hem Pam Achas B'Shana. It goes on items that are only done once a year. It's only once a year the Kohen Gadol is wearing four white clothing. So only those. So all those things are indispensable in the order. The Gemara says, Atu, and I guess the question will be on both of them, Atu L'Rabbi Yehuda Makom Ksiv. The Pasuk doesn't say Makom Achas B'Shana. Right? That's not what the Pasuk says. It says, L'Chaper Al-Bnei Yisrael Michokot Hasam. Achas Mashana. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be saying Makom Achas Mashana, because he's saying it makes a difference about the place. The pasuk doesn't discuss place. So the Gemara says, you're right. Scratch that. Ella Hainu Tain made the Rabbi Yehuda. This is the reasoning behind Rabbi Yehuda. Siv, the pasuk says, and right, it says V'haisa Zos Lechem Chukas Olam Uksiv Achas. It says Zos, which is a mute, and Achas is a mute. Those are both limiting languages. This and not anything else. Once and not twice, right? So those were both limiting. So we say now we have two limiting languages. We're going to say that everything is a chukah except for these two things. So achad the mu'ute, one is to exclude bigli lavan lechutz, one is to exclude white clothing outside. V'chad the mu'ute bigli zav, one to exclude gold clothing, right? He says chukas means the order is indispensable, but it's the order is just achas, which excludes something, which means the order is not. The order doesn't matter. And it says zos, which is something else. The order doesn't matter. What are those two things? Lo and behold, they fit neatly into what I say. They fit into the idea that big day love me with chutz, the order doesn't matter, and big day zahav, the order doesn't matter. Rav Nechemiah says, okay, so now I have two mi'utim from the fact about order being important. What does Rav Nechemiah say about those two mi'utim? Rav Nechemiah, chad l'mu'ute, big day zahav. One is to exclude big day zahav and anything done in the golden clothing. The order doesn't, I mean, the order matters, but if you did the order, out of order, we're okay. The chadam ute, and one is to come to exclude shirayim, right? The shirayim, the pouring of the dam of the par, of the dam of par, and the pouring of the blood of the sayer on the western side of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So when he came, Kohen Gadol came out, and so if he hit the western side, pouring that blood out, that is not to be ma'akim. If you forgot that, and then you did something else, you could go back and do that afterwards. The lo ma'akve, even though the shrich of the blood is still done in his big day lava. It's the seder is not ma'akev there. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't understand. If the blood is an essential avoda, it should be ma'akev. If the blood is not an essential avoda, it should not be ma'akev. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the seder is ma'akev by avodos that are done with the big day lava, then it should be ma'akev by the blood also. The iloma akve, if the seder doesn't make a difference, then the seder shouldn't matter by the blood either. What are you telling Rabbi Nechemiah? Why are you making a difference with the blood? What makes you think that blood is any different than any other avoda? The only thing Rabbi Nechemiah was the pouring of the blood. Rabbi Yehuda says to him, why is the blood different? If it's an important avoda, the order should matter. And if it's not an important avoda, then nothing else should matter either, the order. So the Gemara says, Kidatanya, we'll bring a proof that Rabbi Yehuda says that Shvicha Shirayim is a very important avoda. And if it's an important avoda that's ma'akid kapara, then his question is right. Why, Rav Nechemiah, are you making a distinction between pouring the blood out and every other avoda? Kidatanya, we have the following pasuk. Right, the pasuk says, at the end of the sprinkling of the blood of the power in the Sayyir, it says, V'chila michaperas ha-kodesh. Excuse me, he finishes getting kapara on the kodesh. So he says, Im kiper, it's an interesting language. Im Kippur, if the Kohen does the all the kapara, which means he does all the sprinkling of the blood, then kila, then he accomplishes the kapara. The im lo kippur, and if he doesn't do all the blood of Oda, lo kila, then he does not accomplish the kapara. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Amalo Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says to him, mipnei ma lomar, why are you doing it? It should be the other way around. Mipnei ma lo nemar im kila, if you complete it, right, kila means to complete. If you completed the blood of Oda, then you are mechaper. Im lo kila, if you did not complete the blood of Oda, then you are not mechaper. Which means, im chisar achas min hamatanos lo asa lo klum. If you missed one of the sprinklings, or one of the applications of the blood, you didn't do anything. So now what's the difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda? We'll get to our eventually. What's the difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda? One says, when they darshin, kiper kila, or kila kiper. So if I read my benayi, what's the difference? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua, holds Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua, chad amar mashmos darshin mikim benayu. One just says, they get to the same point, just how they darshin it. It's the same idea. But chad amar shirayim ma'akve iki benayu. One says the machlokas between them is to whether or not the shirayim are ma'akev. Right, the shirayim again is when you come out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim and you pour the blood onto the mizbeach, the blood that was mixed. Okay, that's their machlokas. I guess the one who would say, right, the chilek halacha between the tanaim is by pouring out the blood on the western base of the mizbeach. According to Rabbi Kiva, that shvicha shirayim is not ma'akev. Okay, because he says im kiper, which kippara is the sprinkling of the blood, then kila, then you're done. But it just means the sprinkling. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that he says you have to do all the blood of Oda, then you get kapara. But you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, though, what? That pouring the shirayim onto the western side of the Mizbeach is essential. If it's essential, then how can you distinguish, how can you, Rabbi Nechemya, make a distinction between that of Oda and any other of Oda? It's essential. How can you say that that's not, that the order doesn't matter? So the Gemara says, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochan, but that's the proof. Then the Gemara says, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochan Hachi. Can Rabbi Yochan really say, right, Rabbi Yochan's answer was that they had the drasha that said that Rabbi Nechemya held that the Shvicha Shirayim is not the order is not ma'akev there. V'ha Amar Rabbi Yochanan, did Rabbi Yochanan say elsewhere, Tana, he said, Rabbi Nechemya kedivrei ha'omer Shirayim ma'akvim. Rabbi Nechemya holds that the Shirayim is ma'akev. So how can you say he's not ma'akev? It's a steer of Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, right, Kasha, that is a Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. But then we're kind of stuck. Right? So what's the limit of Rabbi Nechemya? Because we rejected the first one. We had the second one that Rabbi Yochanan says, and now we just say that second one doesn't work. So what's the, I don't know what the drasha for Rabbi Nechemya is. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, finish early. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ketores, right? So the Ketores, right? Take the frankincense, Shechafna, that the Kohen Gadol did the Chafina. Again, remember the Chafina with the two hands, make his hands like a bowl. He takes and sometimes Kohen Gadol's hands are bigger than other Kohen Gadolim. But the Kohen Gadol, who does Ketores Shechafna, Kodem Shechitaso Shopar, before he shechs the par. I guess that par is shechitas, the par is supposed to go first. Loasav loklum, he didn't do anything. Right? So this is the avoda that's done. Right? If he does the Ketores before he shechs the par, that is, the idea was, remember, he shechted the par, but the blood was there, and then somebody else is spinning the blood in order to prevent it from congealing. And then he does the Ketores. So he does it out of order. So come on, according to whose shita is the shita of Rabbi Chanina? Because the shechita of par is a, who says that the shechita of the par is an avoda that the seder, that the order is ma'akev, it's the local Rabbi Yehuda. It can't be like Rabbi Yehuda. The e Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amar ki ksiva chuka is mitzvar menasim b'bidei lovim b'fnim hu ksiva. Because Rabbi Yehuda says that the only thing that the seder is ma'akev is just white clothing on the inside. This number one's on the outside. This is white clothing, but it's on the outside. So the order is not ma'akev. So Gemara says, no, people tame Rabbi Yehuda. You can even say Rabbi Yehuda would agree that we can even limit the limitation of Rabbi Yehuda. Where Rabbi Yehuda says that anything that's, the only thing that's ma'akev is white clothing done on the inside, it's going to be more expansive than that. It means anyone who does, if you're doing wearing white clothing to do something for the purpose of the inside. So here too also, the blood, the shechita, right, he says, afilu tamer Rabbi Yehuda, tzorech bifnim ki bifnim dami. Something for the purpose of the inside is same thing as the inside.
So the terrorists too would qualify like that, right?
I would think so. Right. So the shechita of the par in the Azara is which are here, but so you have to go back and do the par again. Right? And then you have to do the probably have to do the Ketores after the par again. Right. Yeah, I think you're right. He says, so the shechita of the par in the Azara is done for the purpose of the blood, which is for the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So therefore there, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that that's considered avodas b'fnim. Okay. Tanan, but now we're going to ask on Rabbi Chanina. Tanan, the Mishnah said, im ad shelo gomer matmoshe b'fnim nishvach adam yovid amacher. The Mishnah said that what happens if the blood spills in the midst of the blood applications? Then you have to go back. Why? Because you're inside. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ravim Isa, if Rabbi Chanina is right, then Yachzor v'yachvo miboyle. According to Rabbi, in that case, you'd have to go back and do Chafina. Which is what I think is your point also. You have to go back and Chafina from the Ketores again, because what ends up happens, if you did it on the inside, what happens? If it spills on the inside. So now you got to go back out and shech the par again. But that just means now you took the Ketores before you shechted the par. So shechting the par a second time. So wouldn't I have to go, like you said, wouldn't I have to go back now and do, after I shechted the par, do the chafina, because that's also for the purpose of going inside, and everything would be, it's all, and so it'd be out of order. So Gemara basically answers, you're right, ain't a chanami. But our mission is really not discussing the ketores. The ketores lo kamairi. The mission is not dealing with the dina ketores, only dealing with the blood. So yeah, you get the rule and then apply it to everything. But the Mishnah is just saying that we're talking about the blood. But for certain, if the blood on the inside spills before you finish, and you have to go back and then shech the par, so you have to shech the par, and then you have to do the chafina again because the order would be indispensable. Okay, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Oh, this one. Okay, we'll stop here and pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good chodesh. Have a good day.